My advice to poets is essentially to be the master and the servant and the beloved all at once. There's a extraordinary poem by Lucy Brock Broido in the Master Letters called Unholy, where she writes, "Do not think me, sir, distended with self-pity, far from my own lean truth. It's this devil of the ventriloquist bending my lackeys back again, my voice thrown, my other littler self on my knee, practicing a sleight of hand, the tongue of the inventor wagging the tongue of the invented. It is true that each self keeps a secret self which cannot speak when spoken to." And this idea of being both the dummy, one's own dummy, and the ventriloquist, and this secret self all at once, feels to me a good space to inhabit when embarking on the writing process. Later in the poem, she writes, "When I was 16 and played Miss Julie for a year, he said, 'Take the broom,' and I took the broom, and he said, 'Sweep,' and I swept." And that line remains one of the most striking lines in American poetry for me, because it asks and it reminds us of a kind of obedience, a kind of leaving the self for a bigger self or a smaller self in order to sweep the room or to write the poem, or to be in awe.